Hello and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Grant Connolly. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process for instant emotional healing. Listen in as Grant Connolly talks about the Z-Point process and the many ways you can use it in your life.
Well, the biggest cultural belief is it's got to be complicated in order to work. We've all been taught that something that's relatively simple can't work. It's just not possible. And this is an important point for me that I'd like to try to get across. When something is really simple and profound, it's coming from a higher source. When something is convoluted and complex, it's coming from our minds. It's something that somebody thought up, that ego mind has taken these ideas and cobbled them together and put together this something that the mind says it should work, versus something that is truly inspired. And believe me, EFT was inspired. TAT was inspired. The idea behind them was inspired. So it's something that's coming from a higher source that is translated into words and thoughts and feelings and whatever and presented. But that idea being simple and being transferable and easily learnable, and that simple idea can help to transform a person's life, versus something that an idea that somebody works on for years and years and years and works it all out in their minds and says, do this, 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 and we've all seen these things, you know. Do this step, 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 and so on and so forth, and don't change any of the steps because, and do you understand what I'm saying? It gets so complicated, but it's all mind stuff. It's not coming from the same source. I'd like to read the healing program, and then I can comment on why it works the way it does. What I'll do is install the healing program for the people who want to use it. I'll assign a temporary keyword, which can be changed at any time. They can try it out for themselves because it's pretty simple. If I could characterize what Z-Point is, Z-Point is an intention-focusing device. That's exactly what it is. It focuses one's intention to do something. In this case, it's to release certain patterns or emotions. So let me read this, and it'll go into your subconscious mind. You'll never have to refer to it again, actually. I hereby set a powerful intention within you, my subconscious mind, to affect the best of all possible outcomes by this clearing, and that each time I notice a pattern or patterns I wish to eliminate, as I say or think my cue word, you will eliminate all such patterns and components of patterns completely and safely. And each time I repeat my cue word in sequence, you will access deeper and deeper layers in all parts and all aspects of my being. And each and every time I draw a circle and place within that circle whatever thoughts, memories, beliefs, attitudes, emotions, assumptions, conclusions, and associated energy patterns I intend to release, you will release all of these and bring me to a place of peace and balance. And that's it. I will assign the cue word Shazam. You can change that at any time simply by saying to yourself, I change my cue word to, and then just change your word. Simple as that. So when you say, when you're focused on a feeling, for example, you look inside yourself, and you state a truth, and that truth would be, at that particular moment, I'm feeling upset. As simple as that, I'm feeling upset. So you notice that inside yourself. That is a truth of that moment. So you'd simply say to yourself, to release all of the ways that you're upset, I clear all of the ways that I'm feeling upset. So you take your truth, I'm feeling upset, and you tack onto the front of it, I clear all the ways. So I clear all the ways that I'm feeling upset. And then simply repeat your keyword to yourself. Shazam, 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 for about 10 or 15 seconds. And every time you say that keyword, you're accessing deeper and deeper layers in all parts and all aspects of your being. So what you're covering all of your bases in a sense. You're releasing everything at every level of your personality, and you're covering it all at that one moment. So I don't know that it can get too much simpler than that, to tell you the truth. That's the basics of the process right there. Now, there's another thing that I came up with, 6 months ago. It's called Erase the Tape, and I made reference to it in the healing program. And that's, and each and every time I draw a circle and place within that circle whatever thoughts, memories, beliefs, attitudes, emotions, assumptions, conclusions, and associated energy patterns I intend to release, you will release all of these and bring me to a place of peace and balance. So, for example, you have a memory of an event in your life that caused you great distress. And every time you think about that, every time you remember that event, you again are triggered and it causes you upset and pain. So what you can do is you can simply take that memory whole and complete, and every single aspect of it, everything leading up to it, everything after it, every person who is connected to it in any way, everything that you can conceive or think of concerning that memory, and just mentally imagine you taking it and placing it in a circle. And that circle, for example, you draw a circle in front of you or put it on a piece of paper, and place that memory in the circle, and then simply count it down from 10 to 0, and as you count down, you repeat your cue word. So you start with 10, Shazam, 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 9, Shazam, 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 and so forth, all the way down to 0. Now what's going to happen, and what does happen, is that by the time you reach 0, that memory, all the charge that is connected to that memory and all the different aspects and parts of that memory will be gone. And if it's not gone, you simply say, okay, I'm going to take whatever's left and put it back into the circle and count it down again. Now, I've never seen anyone do this more than twice or three times, and it's completely released and gone. Unless there's parts of you that, again, they get a benefit out of holding on to it, and then you'd simply say, include it in my circle. Are all those parts of me that get a benefit out of holding on to this? And 10, Shazam, Shazam. Do you see where I'm going here? It's dead. It's simple. It's dead easy. And it works. It's incredibly powerful and transformative. And that's why people are using it. For no other reason other than the fact that it works and that it makes them feel so good when they've finished. Well, intention is what you intend to do, what you intend to accomplish. It's setting a course, setting a direction. For example, you want to go traveling and don't know exactly where you want to go, then you won't really get anywhere because you haven't chosen a direction. You haven't picked a direction to go. Setting an intention tells your subconscious mind, this is what I want. This is the direction I want you to go. This is the result that I want. This is what I want. This is what I desire. That's all you're really doing. You're stating the fact, this is what I want. This is what I intend to happen. Well, the circle is a metaphor, really. It's a device, and the circle represents wholeness. For thousands of years in our culture, the circle has always represented wholeness. In our subconscious mind, it understands that metaphor, it understands that symbol, and it takes the appropriate action. That's an intention in itself, by the way, drawing a circle and placing our troubles or our worries in the circle to be released and let go. It's a very powerful symbol that our subconscious mind takes advantage of and participates in.
You've been listening to Grant Connolly on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process. If you'd like to know more about Z-Point or want to contact Grant, his website is www.zpointprocess.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.